Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, that Lansing-Sexton Lansing-Everett game last Friday that I did not get to see, I wound up at Okemos instead, is going to be shown statewide on Comcast 900, and they're televising a lot of high school football, basketball, all sports, really. And you can see that at 7 o'clock Wednesday night if you want to check that out. And you can see Anijah Miller and the touchdown run he made, a first play from scrimmage, and then the injury. And don't know if he will be able to play this week or not. Dan Bogan, the Sexton coach, told me he's about 65%. He's got to be 90% in order to play. Let's welcome in our next guest, and that is TV6 Sports Director Fred Heumann. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I'm just fine. Big night for a lot of people in the sports world in the state of Michigan, and that is the annual Michigan Sports Hall of Fame induction, and different venue here. A lot of people used to it being in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, I'm at the Rock Financial Showplace in Novi, Jack. I'm in the VIP room now, and I walked in with Bob Lanier, and I'm feeling very short. And there's some pretty good photo ops here. I wish if I were doing a radio show, I'd have brought a tape recorder, because I could do a lot of name dropping here. I just ran into Dave Bang and Bob Lanier. George Perlis is here. There's 12 inductees tonight into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. This is actually a year late, as you know. These were last year's inductees, but because of the economy, they weren't able to have this event last year, so they're having it tonight.
Well, you know, you talk about photo ops. Remind me to show you the photo I have of Earl Robinson interviewing Bob Lanier. And how he did not get severe neck strain, I will never know.
But was he standing on a stool?
No, he was just reaching up, way up in the air to try to do that interview.
I'd like to see that. Yeah. I saw one. Remember Mark Andrews? The late Mark Andrews, who was a dwarf. And he was a sportscaster in Detroit for many years, and he covered the Pistons. There's one of him interviewing Bob Lanier, and that's hilarious.
Well, you and I sat in on some of these same meetings to elect this class, and it's a lot of give and take. It's pretty spirited discussions, but I think they came out with a pretty good group.
Yeah, it's hard to quarrel with any of them. What I do like about the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, Jack, and I don't know, there's 12 inductees. I think 12 inductees into any Hall of Fame is a little too many.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do like is they do recognize, like Steve Frazier's going in this year, who's made who's not a household name.
Right.
A lot of people listening to us don't even know who Steve Frazier is, but he's been a world-renowned figure in Greco-Roman wrestling, and he had a great career. I appreciate that they don't forget what I call the little guys in sports, who aren't very little at all, but it's not just, there's a lot of big names tonight. George Blaha's going in, and Meg Mallon, and Herman Moore, and Eddie Murray, and Jack Roush. But, Bob Becker from the Grand Rapids Press is being inducted. And as I said, Steve Frazier. And I was actually going to make a pitch just a week ago, ironically enough, to get Maury Marovnik consideration into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, because I want him to go in before he died, and Maury died 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maury was a longtime statistician, as you know, for the Pistons and the Red Wings and Michigan baseball, and he's just been doing it forever, and we lost Maury a few weeks ago.
Who got his pin collection? He had an unbelievable memorabilia and pin collection, as I recall.
It's funny you say that, because I collect a billion things. But pins wasn't one of them, so every time I saw Maury at a Piston game when I was working in Detroit, I'd give him my latest pin, whether it was from the Final Four or from the NCAA or from anything in hockey or the NBA Finals. So he has about 30 of my pins over the years, but he has a lot more than that. And I actually did an of human interest story on him once about his collections that I just happened to look at last week when he passed. But great guy. But what I'm saying is, while Maury didn't get in, I never got to that. But they don't forget the little guy like that. So,
I saw George Blaha Saturday at Ford Field, and as you probably did as well. And as I mentioned it to him, his eyes lit up, and this matters to these guys. I mean, people who have gotten a lot of national awards, but this is one they don't forget.
Yeah, and there's some, like I said, there's some heavy hitters here tonight. And I think this is, you know, it's had some financial problems over the years.
Right.
Many years ago, because of some poor leadership, they got involved in a political football.
Right.
And we almost lost the organization. But when you cut behind all the politics and all the red tape and all the finances, this has been a pretty, pretty important event, and some pretty famous and important people in sports in our state have gotten into these. And I think there's a need for a Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, just like there's a need for a Michigan State Hall of Fame and Michigan Hall of Fame. I think that you need to recognize the people that have created the history, and I think they've done a pretty good job with this. It's a terrific event, and like I said, I could do some serious name-dropping here tonight.
Yeah, I really screwed up, Fred. I should have had someone else come in and produce the show today. I needed Scott in here today, but he really should be down in Novi.
Yeah,
at this event.
You'd have a ball here tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as good as you about going around and rubbing shoulders. I kind of lay low, and you know, there's a lot of people that because I worked in Detroit for so long and haven't been there 8 years, I get a lot of head nods. You know, they're not sure what my name is, but they know I'm somebody. So I'm not real good about reacquainting with people like that. I just tell them my name is Jack, and I'm just here as one of the fans. But yeah, there's a lot of big hitters here.
Rick Leach, right? Speaking of big hitters, I guess he was one of the standout Michigan football and baseball players. And according to Dean Howe, who's seen them all in the Flint area, Rick Leach and Brad Van Pelt, as good a high school athletes as this state's ever put out.
Yeah, Rick Leach is going in tonight. Well, certainly one of the great athletes to ever come out of the city of Flint. And, of course, went on to people forget he had a two-sport career at the University of Michigan because he played baseball, too. And he played basketball at Flint Northwestern, or Southwestern High School, as you know.
Southwestern, yeah.
And he was... for him to come in and start, you know, back when freshmen didn't play,
right.
For him to come in and for Bo Schembechler to start a freshman, I mean, it's not that big a deal anymore, but back
right.
then it was unheard of for a freshman to start as a quarterback and for Schembechler to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, but he made him look pretty good at that decision.
Well, Schembechler loved Rick Leach. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know how many quarterbacks could ever have held a candle to him in Bo's eyes. But there are so many different people recognized tonight, as you mentioned. Jack Roush, all the success in auto racing over the years. And it's really a great cross-section. One of the things I've always found fun about this, Fred, is to see these athletes interact. And so many of them are thrilled to meet someone else that, you know, you think, well, this guy's a big star. I mean, what would Herman Moore care about Jack Roush? And then you see him over there, and he's just a sponge trying to soak up everything he can about auto racing.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that there's an enormous amount of respect for people that performed at this level, for others who do it in other sports. If you notice on the sidelines, the game was lousy Saturday at Ford Field, so I have my eyeglasses on Tom Izzo talking to Jim Leland for about a half hour on the sidelines.
Right.
Because I think that people who are leaders or performers in one sport have a great respect and appreciation for people who did it in other sports. And here you have such a cross-section, as you mentioned, Jack. You got Rick Leach from football, Marion Ilitch from hockey and baseball, Bill Fleming from our world, the media world,
yeah.
Steve Frazier from wrestling, George Blaha, Jack Roush from racing, John Urbanchek, and I've done stories on John because I covered, when I was in Detroit, a lot of the Olympic swimmers, the great swimmers he had,
right.
And the great program. He probably should have been in this thing 10 years ago. That's why John Urbanchek is a guy that should be a shoe-in, and I can't believe he's not even in now, but he's going in tonight. But we get all these people together like this in their different cross-sections of life and in sports. It's pretty cool.
You know, you mentioned the great Bill Fleming, and the first real television I did, and only thanks to Bill Fleming was it not the last television I did, was to co-host the Big Ten Highlights show, preview show for the 1988 season. We did it down at Kensington Metro Park, and he was amazing to work with, and I had just gotten the responsibility of assigning Heisman Trophy votes. And I always wanted to make sure that Bill Fleming was on that list. And without fail, he was the first guy who would contact me every year, wanting to know when his ballot was going to get there, being sure that there were no changes. I mean, that's the way he approached everything. And if you ever had a chance to watch him in Michigan Stadium do a game, there's never been a more prepared broadcaster than Bill Fleming.
Yeah, and when I my function in this thing, as you know, Jack, is that I write and gather the video for all the inductees, and I write like a 60-second clip. And of course, I have some background of what to say, but I kind of have to pen it in my own words. And one of the things I wrote about Bill for his video tonight when they introduced him is that with Bill Fleming, the story was never him. Right. It was about the event or the people he covered.
Right.
And in our media world, that's kind of become a lost art, especially now when you look at the ESPN shtick and the way the media has become, where, you know, he wasn't necessarily a personality. He was just a solid reporter. And I'll never forget getting up on Sunday mornings and watching the Big Ten highlight show back before ESPN and the Bill Fleming narration. I never missed that show. He'd narrate all the Big Ten games, and it was one of the treasures of my youth.
You know, Bill did the first Final Fours that were broadcast. He did, and they weren't even network then. They were syndicated. And,
isn't that amazing?
Bill Fleming, that's right. And you know, I remember talking to him about the 69 Michigan-Ohio State game, and my Saturday partner Tom Crawford will remember this very well. Bill Fleming is a diehard Old Blue, and thought that game, broadcasting that, was maybe the highlight of his career. But if you go back and listen to that, if Ohio State had won 24-12, he'd have made the broadcast just as good.
He's a Michigan guy, and he was a state of Michigan guy. But that's what I meant about his professionalism. And he was a guy that was just a solid. Actually, when you look at and guys like me and you, when you look at the icons of our youth, and you think of Dick Enberg and Chris Schenkel and the Kirk Gowdies and the Ernie Harwells and the people I'm missing so many, but the people you and I grew up with, I think you have to include Bill Fleming as one of the solid figures in our industry that made us want to do what we do, wouldn't you say?
I would, and I'm glad that you mentioned Ernie Harwell, because people can still go to the WLNS website and see the special you did on Ernie Harwell when he died, and a lot of people have kind of stumbled upon that. But I'd strongly suggest, if you you want to reminisce a little bit, if you're a baseball fan, you take a little bit of time and do that. And you know you talk about the greats of this business. We're going to have Keith Jackson on our Saturday show. He's going to be on this week with the debut of Big Ten Icons. And they couldn't have picked more of an icon to do that show. So
yeah, and as we talk about the idols of our youth, there's one I missed. I mean, who didn't idolize Keith Jackson? Or I still miss him on Saturdays because he was college football. That'll be fun to listen to. I'll have to catch that Saturday.
Fred Heumann, our guest, sports director, WLNS TV6. Fred, before you came on, I was teasing this segment, and I was talking about your introductions, how entertaining they are, and I suggested that you should package them all and figure a way to either put them on your website or to air them when you have a real light night for the fifth quarter or sports overtime so that everyone else can see them.
Well, if they'd have less than 12, I could probably fit them in. But with 12, that would be three nights worth of sportscast. Put them on the website might not be a bad idea. They're fun to do.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of knows that I have a reputation of having maybe more video than anyone in the state.
Right.
So they always call Uncle Fred when the inductees come up and say, hey, we need your video. So it's kind of a labor of love. I pulled an all-nighter last week because I got behind, and I have like 95 old human tapes that I go through in my career, and I saw Eddie Murray walking in because he's a good friend of mine. I put the video down and I got the 1983 kick against San Francisco.
Oh.
But I said, don't use that. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Don't use that one. So we had a chuckle about that one.
Well, it's great that they're finally inducting this class that we put together back in 2008. And does anyone say anything about the next meeting?
You know, that's something I'm going to explore that I haven't had a chance to yet. I've been busy slamming down my prime rib. So I'll do a little work later and find out what's next, because if this is last year's class, then what do we do about this year's class?
Well, I don't mean to keep you any longer. You've been holding that fork in the air for a long time, so...
I had a piece of prime rib that would make you proud, Jack.
We will talk with you later. Have a good time tonight, Fred.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. We will be back with our final segment, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.